We don't want to be Muslims, and we also do not want our children to be Muslims. And whenever somebody says something to me like, well, we got some good Muslims within us, so please don't bring your Christianity to us. They're good right now in the stage that they're at. But you let it continue, and it will go to the stage that it has in every other Muslim conquered nation. And they start off, they move to a nation, they say, hey, we're here with Halal. And then once they start getting into places of politics, and they have a bunch of liberals that actually collaborate with them just like they did in Iran, then what they do after that is they begin to take over the streets, they begin to take over the city parks, and then immediately they go after the Jews. The next stage is they go after the Christians. The next stage after the Christians is they turn on the liberals who helped them, and then they completely have taken over. I defy anybody to prove me different. That's what they have done for over 1,000 years now, and it must be stopped.
Well, my friends, it must be stopped. And you know what? That comes from a very viral post that has been posted across at ODX.TV. It also is on X. It's also on Twitter. It's also on Facebook. It's also on TikTok. I think I said Instagram. And you know what's real is? That was from Gene Bailey and the Flashpoint Army when I was on the other day. And you can find that in any of my social media feeds. In fact, we recently moved them all to the top across all 4 or 5 platforms so that you can easily share that. Guys, people want to see that. People are resonating with that. We have over 500,000 views just over the past couple of days. That makes me happy. It means impact. It means influence. It means voice. It means the word is getting out. And also lets people know, we ain't scared. Hello, everybody. Troy Brewer coming at you strong on this fine day of 7-7. And I got to give you a word. Matthew 7-7 says, if you ask, you're going to get it answered. And I love that. But just ask. What are you asking for today? Are you asking for something, Leanna?
Oh, I have lots of
ask. Oh, no. Oh, no. But you know what it says? It says, seek and you'll find. Ask, and then it'll be answered. And then knock, and then the door will be opened unto you. That is a 7-7 verse for this day, which is also a 7-7. Do you know something else, man, that fires me up? One of the things that fires me up in a tremendous way that is crazy cool. Like, okay, I'm all fired up about, you know, yes, these Muslims are trying to invade and they think we're just going to kick back and be nice. Now, listen, we're godly. We're full of the Holy Spirit. We are very kind people. We are very loving people. But no, you cannot have our nation, because here's what's real is you clowns already have 58 nations that are Islamic, and every single one of them are a nation people are trying to get out of. And when there's one Texas. And so, no, we're going to fight for our people. We're going to fight for our culture. And we're certainly going to fight for our covenant that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ from the founding of our nation and of our state. And if you didn't think we would, well, you didn't know us. Because, see, this isn't Minnesota. This, my friends, is Texas. And we're coming after you. We're not going to sit back any longer. We're not going to sit back and hope that you clowns are going to go away. No, no, we're coming after you, and we're holding authorities responsible for going after you. We're not playing with you. All right. Guys, I want to welcome you here today. And on Saturday, a good friend of mine, one of our very brave officers, was actually one of our very brave rescuers, I should say. He's not actually an officer. He's a rescuer. He's an operator. That was the word I was looking for. He went down to South Texas. Now, here's what happened. We're looking for a 12-year-old little girl that their parents thought it was a good idea to trust her with a phone. It's not. Parents, hear me say this. Do not trust your 12-year-olds with a phone. And it's not because of their character. It's because of the character of the people who are trusting that you won't be a mom, that you won't be a dad, and that you won't say, not on our watch. They know how to manipulate children. They know how to talk a child into meeting them somewhere. Like, my kid would never do that. You don't know. You don't know. We know, because we rescue kids out of this every single week. 19, as a matter of fact. Our yearly average right now for the year is 19 kids a week. Well, other people are actually talking about doing, and they're creating awareness. And they'll do 1 or 2 busts a year and then make a big deal out of it. We do 19 a week. We rescue 19 children a week, and then we actually raise them, because we're serious about what King Jesus has called us to do and who it is he has called us to be. Now that I've said that, we're down near Houston, Texas, looking for a 12-year-old child. One of our brave operators did all the intel, provided the intelligence for local authorities, and followed what he believed, that this child would be inside this house. As he was watching this house, he saw several minors being brought in by a bunch of thugs and urban punks in and out these little kids of a different race than them. And like, wonder what that's all about. Well, we know what it's all about. We see it all the time. And so he decided to intervene. In the midst of the intervention, he was able to rescue not the 12-year-old that we were actually looking for, but he was actually able to rescue a 19-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 14-year-old. And in the midst of that, a big shootout took place. I got a picture here, and I want to show you this. I love this. Three bullet holes and three lives saved. Now, do you see those bullet holes on the side of his truck? Listen, man, I would build a house around that truck. I would have it bronzed. I dang sure would not fill in those holes. I would go, nope, this is the price of doing business, and this is what's real. People are trying to kill us. They want access to our kids, and they don't want anybody to stand up. Well, I want to tell you something. My brother, if he ever does get shot, it ain't going to be from lack of shooting back. I promise you that, because he fired off his own rounds, and, well, they must have had wives that loved him. They must have been married, and they must have wives that love them, because they ran off like the cowards that they are as soon as somebody shot back. And we know all about that as well, and we think it's hilarious, and we find great joy in the Holy Ghost in it. So we did capture, we got some bullet holes, and we had a busted radiator, and we had some issues, but everybody's fine. Our team came out without a scratch, and here's what I want to tell you. They went in the fire, but they don't even smell like smoke. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Guys, joining me here today is Miss Rebecca. How are you, Miss Press?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pastor?
Well, I'm finer than frog hair. I'm busy. I was on the what's her name?
On the Miss Julie Green.
Julie Green. Ministries. I was on Julie Green's show today, and that actually happened today, and it was live. Encourage you guys to go back through all of our media feeds. I believe that we posted that on there.
Correct.
Excellent. And then we had all this spiritual warfare actually take place about 45 minutes into it while I was telling rescue stories. The entire block that I'm on lost its electricity. Yeah. However, we did not lose our power.
Amen.
Promise you that. And that was kind of interesting.
That is pretty cool.
That was fun. Like, boom, suddenly we're in the dark.
In the midst of everything, we kept our cool and we continued and you got back on. It was so awesome.
I am cool because, see, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And everything I do is for dramatic flair.
We prayed and we pressed on.
Amen.
Yeah. Talking about breakthroughs, we have so many people, Pastor Troy, tuning in. We have Germany in the house. Tina Brill from Germany.
Hey, Tina from Germany.
Yes.
My goodness. I call you blessed. Tannenbaum. Oh, Tannenbaum. That's the only German I know, man. Anyway, but I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Deborah from England's in the house. Wow.
Deborah from England. My goodness. My goodness. I don't know what you guys do whenever we celebrate the 4th of July. Let me just say this. You never needed this continent anyway. Anyway, I bless you in Jesus' name. Welcome to the tribe. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Yeah, we got Marcus from South Africa. We have Florida. We have Jen from Canada.
Do you know who else is in South Africa right now?
Pastor
Darren Stott. He actually FaceTimed me a while ago.
That was so funny.
And it was really funny. Mm-hmm. And he's doing great. He's doing a great mission.
Did you know
that
today is his release on his book? Am I allowed to say that online?
No, I mean, you can.
About portals, darkness and portals.
I don't know why anybody would read any of his books, but I know because I endorsed it.
I wonder.
So it will at least be worth that. Yeah. I mean, we at least know there will be some class that's in it.
I love that. I love that everybody that you hang out with and that you endorse, you all share each other's media. It's like
no,
family.
We do. No, man. Listen, Darren Stott's his name? Stott? Is that his name? Stott? Yeah. Darren Stott is actually a really good friend of mine, and he is a fine human being. He's a wonderful daddy. One of the highest qualities that I have in any of my friends is, man, you got to be a good dad. Yeah, I don't got to be friends with everybody, and I'm not going to be good friends with guys that are not good dads. Be a good husband, be a good dad, or get the heck out of Dodge. And that brother right there is thebomb.com.
Yes, he is. We have, honestly, Pastor, we have so many people that had just joined us, and we want to remind everybody, if this is your first time tuning in, we want you to comment, hey, this is my first time. Hey, I just became a Stage 3 member, a lifetime member. Oh. We want to give you a shout out. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for being a media missionary. This is what we are. This is why we do this, to save children from sex trafficking. And I love what God is doing and what he's continuing to do. I'm so excited to see what Pastor Leanna, everything that God is pouring into her and what we are seeing right now on the front lines. We also want to remind everyone and anyone that is watching, we want to remind you, we have a 24/7 prayer line. I love that we have women and men that have been preparing, that have been fasting, that have been steadfast, that have been setting apart time to intercede for you. So I want to encourage you, if this is your first time tuning in and you're like, I need prayer, call 877-413-088. We have, it's not AI, it's not a machine, it's real people, real humans.
And I ain't talking to no dadgum AI. I don't trust those devils. There's always a devil in
Pastor,
AI.
I think you have a spider on your hat.
Do I? Let me see.
Oh my gosh, where? No. I'm not, is it a spider? Yeah, oh my gosh. Or something. It's something.
Spider-Man.
So please call 877-413. We're about to call the prayer line for Pastor Troy.
I'm fine. Just daggum spider.
Okay.
Did you see the look on Rebecca's face?
I was trying to keep my...
Pastor Troy, do you have a spider on you? It's like, you look like you're about to wet your britches.
But I'm keeping my cool.
You're so cool. I'm so proud of you, little girl.
Love you guys.
You're doing a good job, man.
I'm literally sweating and about a
hyperventilating. Like, what is it? Like there's something weird happening all over me. Praise God.
But we have some new Lifetime members. Okay. Do you want to shout out their names?
I do. I want to give a shout out to these. So, guys, our new Lifetime members, we have Edwin in California. Way to go. Lifetime member Daniel in Texas. Woo-woo. Mm-hmm. Carissa in Colorado. Hey, man, we love you guys. Call you go. And welcome to the fight, man. Welcome to the fight, my friends. We're rescuing so many kids. My goodness. And we wouldn't be able to if you weren't helping us do that. So thank you. And then we also have a whole bunch of new Stage 2 followers. Stage 2, yeah. Felicia in North Carolina. Paul in Indiana. Penelope in Greece.
Yeah.
What? Greece is the word. Mm. It's got groove. It's got meaning.
It does.
Greece is a time. It's a space. It's emotion. Okay.
You gonna break out your John Travolta moves on us now?
Look, she has no idea what I'm talking about.
I know Travolta.
Probably all the young people on there don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Also, too, we have a whole bunch of new Stage 3. Come on, Stage 3 partners at ODX.TV. Anna in Arizona, Cynthia in Texas, Christy in L.A. That would be Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I call you blessed in Jesus' name.
We got Susan, a new Stage 3 member from Grandview, Texas.
Golly, yay. What are you doing, Susan? Man, from Grandview, Texas. Mm-hmm. Man, God bless you so much, and thank you so much for joining. Now, I got some great news. Next month, on the 17th, we're going to be loading up 6 on August the 17th, which is the birthday of Davy Crockett. We're going to be loading up the first 5 episodes of season 2 of The Counter, specifically on ODX, a month before we release it to the rest. And that's going to be on August 17th. It's pleased some people to take 8 or 9 months to get this done, but now everyone has a fire under their hiney because August the 17th is coming up, and it's coming up strong. Yeah. And that is Davy Crockett's birthday, which is a splendid day of the year to celebrate. I don't know why you think that's funny, Leanna. Why do you think that's funny?
I don't know what you ate for lunch, but you are in a mood.
It's splendid.
We do celebrate it every year. We do. Mm-hmm.
We do. Leanna has been with me now for 40 years, yeah. And for 40 years, we have celebrated Davy Crockett's birthday.
Yes.
If you're going to work for me, you will celebrate Davy Crockett's birthday. You will celebrate him. He is awesome. I love me some Davy Crockett. So with all that said, we will be releasing season 2 of The Counter. And for you guys that are Stage 2, Stage 3, and Lifetime, you'll be able to binge on 5 full hours of the new season 2 Counter content. And ooh, it is a doozy. Man, it's going to be a hootenanny. Mm-hmm. I promise you. I'm also want to throw this out there as well before we get into I have 2 special guests with me here today. But before I do that, I also got to tell you this. We are in the midst of making several different movie projects. And one is I'm making a whole new line of documentaries. I've hired an outside team of people to help me. And they're going to be helping me. I got to hire additional people to keep up with me. And we're putting together these documentaries of rescue stories. And right this second, guys, on the other side of the world in Asia, we are documenting a guy that comes from Europe to molest kids. We are following him. We are presenting a case against him. We're going to get this monster, and I'm actually going to call How to Catch a Monster. And we know of 25 children that this monster has molested. He's molested hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more. He's in his 60s, and he travels from Europe, and he's been doing this for decades. We're going to shut him down, and we're going to shut him down. And I'm documenting all the hell we go through, all the hard work it takes, how much money it costs, all the mess of dealing with the international logistics and laws, and how people protect him. how that liberals throughout the world protect him. They don't want guys like this caught. But I'm going to catch him. I am going to catch him. And I'm after him. I've been praying about it for a while. And we're going to get him. And then in the pursuit of this one guy that I've only been pursuing for a couple of weeks. It's just been a couple of weeks. I found out about this guy, and I've been pursuing this guy. I'm fixing to get him. We found out about two more that kind of is part of his whole community of liberals that love the sexualization of children. And we have found 20 kids that those two have actually molested. Mm-hmm. And they don't even know that there's a such thing as a ministry of this. They don't know that anybody in Texas and that people would be joining from all over the world to shut these monsters down. We're going to get them. We're going to get in their grill, and they're going to get a spanking that they will never forget. And they're going to feel for the rest of their life as they sit in some terrible dungeon in Asia. And I'm going to show you what all it takes to be able to get that done. And it's something. So those will be exclusive to ODX. Those will be coming up sometime around, I think probably August, September, October, something like that. And those things will continually come out as well. All right, friends, I have a guest that is waiting online to talk to me before I get to my very special guest. Although she's messing with me, Anna, that she wants to hold my hand right now. Calm down. We're on television, and people are watching.
Trying to contain myself.
We're watching. I'm embarrassed. So there is, I have teams in Cambodia. I have teams in Mexico. Pastor Suwanami is going to be in Durango, Mexico next week. We're going to be rescuing a bunch of kids. We're going to be working with our rescuers. But right now, Pastor Suwanami and a bunch of our operators and even Pastor Brian Schwartz is in the Dominican Republic. And we are actually visiting some of the 76 people that we rescued. We actually partnered with another ministry. We funded it, and we rescued a whole bunch of kids in partnership. And they weren't all kids. A lot of them were adults that had been slaves for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Guys, joining me all the way from the Dominican Republic is Pastor Brian Schwartz. Hey, Pastor Brian, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you? You're ready to fight today, bro. I love it.
I really want to beat the brakes off of something. I really do. I'm in a really good mood today.
Come on, man. I love it. And thanks. Then Leanna's getting frisky with you.
She is, man. Listen, she likes this part of me. She likes this. And you got to see how she's looking at me right now. You got to see it. It's like, whoo.
Well, I can only imagine the exercise of self-control she's having to go through.
I am an oak. And I am. It's impressive. It really is. But with that said, how are you doing, my friend? You're over there in the Dominican Republic right now. What are you doing over there?
I'm in a vehicle right now. We're heading to a meeting with the district, one of the prosecuting attorneys that is over the entire nation of the Dominican Republic when it comes to human trafficking. So we're going to be meeting with them and looking at how they partner with the guy we're meeting down here, Fernando, and the ATB, those guys that we've done some missions with. Yep. And we're going to sit and learn and see what they're doing down here. See how God wants us to jump in this fight down here in the Dominican.
Brother Fernando is an operator himself, and he's been in this fight for at least 10 years that I know of. I've talked to him through Zoom a couple of times, and he's a bad motor scooter, man. That guy's something else.
He's from the Bronx, buddy. So he's got a little attitude, which I love.
Yeah, I do too.
And he's actually Puerto Rican from the Bronx.
He's Puerto Rican from the Bronx. And he goes around and beats people up in the name of Jesus. And I love it. Listen, man, I want more warriors like that. I want to rescue the rescuers.
He's legit. He is legit. And then his main investigator here is here as well, Francois, who is jacked up. Both these guys are diesel, man. They're all rocked up and jacked up, and they're ready to fight. But they're doing an incredible work down here. We had lunch with them, learned about what they're doing. And, man, I love this guy, and I love his team. And they're focused on what we're focused on, not just the rescue, but also how do we take care of these kids once they're rescued. So it's pretty cool.
Okay, so we're trying to actually create a movement in the body of Jesus all throughout the United States of America and then beyond to not only take up the cause of rescuing these kids, but take up the cause of the aftercare, because we don't want to turn all these kids back over into government systems. We want to raise these kids in the admonition of the Lord, way beyond a governmental project and way beyond a humanitarian effort.
Oh, there's no question. We met with a couple of their team members this morning. One's a psychologist, and they're focused on that aftercare component. So their heart obviously is to rescue, but the same thing, how do we get these kids their image and their identity back? Really, you know, the enemy tries to steal, kill, and destroy. And first thing he starts with image and identity. And so it's really cool to see what God's doing all over this world. But these guys down here are the legit real deal. I mean, Fernando actually helps the governmental realm. He helps train with the FBI and the Homeland Security here. He helps train their teams when it comes to the trafficking issue that's down here. So he's an incredible dude.
So this is one of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to rescue the rescuers, and we're trying to find these guys all over the world, because Jesus has always had a remnant of real men and extraordinarily strong women that are out there doing the kingdom stuff. And Fernando is an excellent example of those people who have been out there by themselves training nations, literally training nations on how to rescue kids, and then doing it himself. Last month, we partnered with him on two different rescues. One of them had 60-something kids in it, and the other one, or they weren't all kids. I'm used to saying kids, but the one of them had 66, I think, 66 or 68 kids or trafficked victims, I should say. And then past that was the second one had 8, and I think that the total was 76. And I think that you guys are actually going to be visiting with some of those people we rescued, and you're actually going to be seeing the place that we rescued them out of.
Yeah, I don't know exactly those details right now. They're still unfolding, but yeah, we're going to definitely have an opportunity to do that. And we're going to visit a property that potentially could be a place where we could see these kids raised and taken care of. So that's part of this trip for us, is scouting the land, my friend. There's a great promise here. And of course, your heart to just partner with others, don't have to be the main force, but we're coming alongside and helping rescue these guys and empowering them to do. This is their country. This is their nation. And they're on fire for the Lord. They love Jesus. They're walking in the fear of the Lord. We talked about some of that at lunch. And I love this because they're a component that is actually helping train the different entities inside the government, which is highly needed. At one point, they only had 5 individuals that were even responsible for the trafficking in the entire nation, just 5 people. Well, that's now doubled over these last several years, and he's a big part of that.
That's outstanding. Well, more and more and more in Jesus' name, and I bless you and I bless the team. I know that you guys are doing lots and lots of meetings today. Thanks so much, man, for taking out of your busy schedule to join us here. And man, we're all praying for you. We're praying for all of our team, our operators that went over there with you. And I can't wait to hear the stories, brother.
Come on, brother. Well, love you guys. And Leanna, keep operating in self-control throughout the rest of this episode. And bless everybody that's watching. Thank you guys for your prayers and your support. This is such a powerful time. This is the time to be alive, my friend. And that attitude you have about taking the fight to the enemy, that's exactly what's needed. We got to go on the offensive. This is the hour God's backing us, and we'll give you a great report.
God bless you so much. Pastor Brian Schwartz, all the way in the Dominican Republic, coming at us strong and actually out there doing the kingdom stuff. Boots on the ground today. Mm-hmm. And oh, how beautiful are the feet of those who carry this gospel. Even Brian's big corn-fed Jurassic Park toenail foot is called beautiful in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Well, friends, that's why you're in the fight. That's why I'm in the fight. And guys, we're doing all the kingdom stuff. We're making it look easy, but of course it's not. It takes a lot of moving parts. It takes a lot of stuff. Just believe me, it does. But with that said, it's all a terrible privilege. So join me at troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888. Now, I have another very special guest that is with me here today. She's been so patient. She's been batting her eyelashes at me. She is she is the love of my life. She is the hot to my sauce. We have Dr. Leanna Brewer.
Well, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good, man. I'm busy. Yes. Today. And then after I get done with all this, we're actually going to be recording the audiobook of my new novel.
I'm so excited.
And we're doing
chapter
4, 5, and 6 today.
It's so good. It is so different, but it's so good.
Yeah, I got a novel. It's actually historical, supernatural, Western. It's historically accurate. And I used a bunch of Texas historical events that happened in the 1800s. I put a fictitious family in it and put a supernatural story of redemption. Wow. And Leanna is the one who made me do it.
Yes, I'm so proud of you for doing it. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited too. We'll be releasing that this year. Plus, it's also coming from our brand new publishing company, Third Stage Publishing.
Wow.
Yes.
And you're speaking in Spanish in the book.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
That was very, well,
my Spanish speaking characters.
Well,
that was yeah, fun. But when you're reading it,
it's in Spanish. Yeah, it's called speaking in Spanish.
I was trying to keep it authentic, man.
So
trying
good.
To keep it authentic. And that is the Clara voice. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
The Clara voice. And you'll see, man. It'll take you to the barn dance if you're not careful.
They will.
You don't want to go to the barn dance.
Will. It's like going to the train station.
It is like going to the train station, but it's where they hang in the barn, and you'll find out about all of that. It's really good. It's actually called West of Redemption, and it'll be out this fall. Be looking for it because it's a brand new venture, and being a writer and being a historian, being somebody who loves Texas history, and then of course wanting to put stories of redemption. Within something, I put all this together, and it's a big mess. It's a huge book. It's like 400 pages. It's a monster. It's a monster book. it even has the Civil War in it. Has pre-Civil War, has post-Civil War, but it's actually based upon. There was a man of God in Fort Worth, Texas, that his name was Anthony Bewley, and I want to encourage everybody to look up Reverend Anthony Bewley, Fort Worth, Texas. He preached against slavery in Texas, and the Democrats chased him down, and they hung him in Fort Worth, Texas. I know the exact spot where they, because he was a man of God, and then they also let his bones rot in Hell's Half Acre on a trading post by the name of a guy by the name of E.M. Daggett. E.M. Daggett is a bad guy in my movie. And I've always wanted to tell the story about Anthony Bewley. I've always wanted to tell that story. And because it's not in history books, that, you know, it's not woke. So therefore, it's not going to be a part of the false narrative of the history of our nation. But Anthony Bewley was he was something else, and he's a big hero of mine. So it's a story about a good friend of Anthony Bewley, who whenever he finds out that they murdered Anthony Bewley, who was a real guy, his friend, who is a fictitious character by the name of Henry Northcutt, he puts together a blot tally or a blacklist of every person that was involved, and he goes after killing them all throughout the Civil War. And that's what. And you know what my favorite. What is your favorite part about the book?
Oh, I don't know what just how it's written is my favorite. It's just, you're just such a good storyteller. And growing up, God, watching all the old Westerns.
I guess you.
Yes, thank you. You have to stay on your own side.
Oh. Go ahead, please.
But, you know, just, I love all of it. I love all of it. But I love the characters that their story goes all the way through. You really detail who they are. Their personalities come out. Their quirks come out, you know, all of those things. I love all of it.
I did nothing. When you and I were on that cruise, I did nothing but tweak the entire book, and I fashioned quirks for every single character.
Yeah.
And I went all through the story and made sure this one only has this quirk. We'll do episodes on it later on in the future, but it's really fun.
It was really good.
My favorite part is that when somebody dies, it shows what happens to them after they die. And I sent a bunch of those brothers straight to the pit of hell.
Yes, you do go into detail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It goes into detail. And it ain't cool. It ain't cool. There's a few others, man. They go and they see Jesus.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool. And so, but anyway, it actually tells what happens to them after they die. It goes to how they die, what happens when they die, and then what they're aware of afterwards. And anyway, it's a trip. And it's a trip. So anyway, all that's going to be coming out, and that'll be coming out this fall, and you guys will see. It's called West of Redemption.
Yes. You know, I was looking at all of your people online from all over Europe, and we need to do an ODX weekend in Europe.
Oh.
Man, I wonder where we would do that at.
Yeah, we're there. We go there, and we should just gather all of our friends together and see them in person. That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Mm. Okay, are y'all picking up how nice Leanna is? She's so nice. What a nice girl she is.
She's always.
You are. You're so nice.
I don't know what you want.
Really? All these years?
Well, I do. Okay. I do know what you want.
But 37 years of marriage? You haven't figured that out yet?
Yes.
I just
but
love you.
But today you're in a feisty mood, so
I woke up full of the Holy Ghost today, and I woke up in a mood to fight, meaning to get
fight.
In the fight.
Yeah.
Not fight as in beat somebody up. I meant literally. I'm too old to beat anybody up. I'd have to shoot somebody. I'd get an asthma attack. I have no illusions that I'm some UFC warrior, man, because I'm not. I'm just a fat old man now, and I run from people now, but then I run them over once I get to my truck.
Oh, my
I'll
goodness.
Totally run you over my truck. I'd turn some devil into a that's what I'm talking about. I'd turn some devil into a speed bump. That's what I do. Okay, so you and I just got back from Washington, D.C.
We did. It was so good.
Okay.
So good.
Okay, well, we were there, and the American...
It was so hot. Really? Oh, my God, we were melting.
It was hot.
It was 106 degrees.
Yeah, it was 106 degrees. And we were actually on the rooftop of the Willard Hotel. And I thought we were going up there to watch fireworks, but Leanna wanted to kiss, of course. And I was like, well, golly,
that was
man.
Fireworks, right?
So why? There were some fireworks.
See?
But actually, man, we were up there on the rooftop. And one of the things that people didn't see on the national news is that there were so many people in Washington, D.C., and there were wild things that were taking place. So you talk
into
that.
Yeah, so we stay in downtown Washington, D.C., and we had our oldest grandson with us, and you literally couldn't walk down the street. The mob was so huge, and it was a good mob. Everybody was, chanting USA, and the patriotism there was incredible, and it was people from all different nations and ethnicities, and it was the whole world was there, and they were celebrating the 4th of July, which was really beautiful. And but again, it was so hot that you would have to take a reprieve into a store or a hotel just to cool off for a minute. And when we did, we were in one hotel, and the TV was on, and it was a news station that we don't typically watch. And it was so funny because they were saying they were reporting from live from Washington, and they're like, patriotism has died and nobody is here and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, where on earth are those people at? Because they had to close down more streets than they originally had planned to shut down because the crowds were so big. Wow. And I mean, there was just so many people out there, and they were all very patriotic. They were all, in good moods. They were all happy, even though it was hot, things were delayed. The parade was actually canceled because of the heat. It was just too hot for them to do the parade. But yeah, there was thousands, hundreds of thousands of people there. And some news stations said, there's nobody here. But there's a difference between perspectives, but there's also a difference between the truth and a lie. And it was just an outright lie. And I thought, how sad that you would just lie about that. Why would you do that? And it's just kind of disheartening. Just as an American to say, why would you tell people that, not just our people see that, but people all around the world see that, and they know that you're lying. And, I don't know. It's discouraging.
Well, the place was wall to wall. I'll tell you that. And by the way, if you still believe the liberal press, you're part of the problem. Quit believing
them. They just lie.
They lie.
They blatantly lie.
A stinking liars. That's what they are. And the truth is not in them. So I do not believe the liberal press. And this is why you got to be tuning in to my good friend, Miss Fanchon Stinger.
Yes.
And by the way, she's doing all kinds of cool stuff. And she's going to be doing a bunch of cool ODX TV stuff here real quick. We're partnering with Miss Fanchon Stinger, who I just love with all my heart. And she's such a good girl. Fox News girl. Do you know she's won something like 15 Emmy Awards?
15 Emmy Awards.
15 Emmys. Man, what would you do with 15 Emmys? I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd be going around gluing them together because my grandkids would be having sword fights with them.
They would.
They would.
Wow. They would.
My grandkids, wow. That's for sure. But anyway.
What a blessing.
Those apples didn't fall far from the tree.
Well, while we were there, what's real is it was wall to wall to wall to wall people.
Was,
I'm talking
which
about.
Was beautiful.
I don't know how many people was there. But there, I don't even know how to measure it. But now that I've said that, every so often there would be somebody that had just set up a PA system and they were playing music and everybody was dancing there.
Yeah, so it wasn't chaotic. As many people that were, it wasn't chaotic. Everybody was happy. Everybody was celebratory. Everybody was in a good mood. Mm-hmm. It was just a good atmosphere.
It's just the Democrats and the liberals, they were all mad and upset because Kamala wasn't there running the thing. Praise God, Kamala. Kamala.
Oh, what is that all
God
about?
God almighty, Kamala. So anyway, praise God. What a different world we'd be living in. What a different United States we would have right now.
Yep.
Had that not, devil won. And I praise God that we have the administration and we have. And like, well, you're just biased. Well, actually, I'm biased because I'm pro-Constitution. Mm-hmm. And I love the United States of America. Kamala does not. Also, too, Kamala does not fight trafficking. Mm. And our current administration does.
They
and,
do, yes.
I mean, we work with them. They're actually consulting us for policy, for actually to actually set the policy of what we got to do to rescue. Well, I'm serious about rescuing kids. I'm not serious about playing any kind of political games. And there's also, man, on the Republican side, man, there's a bunch of rhinos up there who don't do anything. They have been compromised in some way or another. They quit fighting for the American people. No, man, listen, we must insist that these devils cannot have our children, not on our watch, whatever political field is presented to us. And so, praise God for that.
So who gives these people the animal names? Because I really like rhinos. Rhinos are amazing animals. Why did they get to be called rhinos?
I don't know, but they call me the rhino in Uganda.
I know. Rhino is actually a compliment.
They call me the white rhino. Yes. That's what they call me. Papa Troy, the white rhino. That's what they call me. Big time Uganda, East Africa. And like, why? Because white rhinos are protectors.
Yeah, they're rescuers and protectors.
They're rescuers. Mm-hmm. So a white rhino, if there is a fire, a white rhino will herd everybody out of the woods. Everybody out of the jungle.
I love that.
Not just the rhinos, but everybody. So anyway.
Anyway,
Papa Troy is a white rhino because they're making fun of how big
but
my nose is.
But you know what's interesting too is you get to a place and listening to all of the media, social media, news, whatever, that you get discouraged and you're like, man, it just everything is bad, everything is woe. And Elijah did that. He was sitting under the tree and he was like, I'm the only one that is fighting this battle. I'm the only one that's left. And the Lord was like, you are not the only one. And he took him to a place and showed him all of the other prophets and apostles and all of the people that were in. And that's what the Lord has done for us going to Washington, D.C., because it does get discouraging fighting this fight of trafficking and going, nobody is listening. Nobody else is doing it. And we go there and we get to meet the policymakers that are actually fighting it on a daily basis and taking it to the steps of the courthouses and to the White House and fighting those fights. So
Miss D2000 says that RHINO is an acronym for Republican in name only. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell everybody that, and I will not give you any credit, and everybody will think I'm a genius.
We will give you all the credit.
We will. Yes. That was good. Thank you for putting that. I didn't know that that was what
that
was.
I had no idea.
See, this is why you never want to miss a single episode.
So now I want to know how we got elephants and donkeys, because I love all the animals, so it's kind of, you know.
You're like, I don't know. They're just political symbols, and, I don't know. Well, one of the people that we were hooked up with while we were there was Miss Brooke Rollins. She's the 33rd Secretary of Agriculture. Wow. We were in the same room with her. I got to meet her and got to talk to her. She leads the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA. Did we not put together all these pictures of all these people I'm about to say I was with?
We did.
Because we were supposed to.
I don't think you sent them to.
Okay, you're out of the will.
But I will do that for you right now.
And we got to meet her mother.
No, sir.
Which was funny because they are from Glen Rose. And I remember her mom from the flower shop. She owned a flower shop there in Glen Rose.
So we know her as the flower shop lady.
I was like, hey, I know that lady. She's the flower shop lady.
Yeah, but she's now the Texas House District 58.
Wow.
She represents District 58.
So that was neat.
In the Texas House of Representatives. And that's Brooke Rollins' mama. And then Brooke Rollins' sister was the principal of Glen Rose, which we're all from Glen Rose. Wow. And I had my grandson there, and I told her, I apologize for all the times that boy was sent to your office.
Wow.
It was really funny.
That's crazy.
Which is great.
It was neat.
So, but absolutely incredible. We also met with Greg Sindelar, and he's the interim president and chief executive officer for the American First Policy Institute. And the guy is just so awesome. He's also the chief executive officer of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. So the Lord has opened up all these doors for us to meet with these policymakers and go, okay, are you guys leaving out this? Like, one of the things that we really press them for is this. If somebody gets arrested for trafficking or for child molestation, there should be an acquisition of all of their assets, just exactly like there is with dope use. You get caught with dope in a car, they take away your car. Okay, listen, we need all of these houses. We need these households, and they should be turned in. They should be turned over to and added to the funding that should be happening to people that are actually rescuing kids, which, by the way, I've never got a dime from the United States government. I've been doing this for 30 years, never got a dime. Now, they spend billions of dollars a year on invisible Somalian children. Oh, praise God for the invisible Somalians that are here to make their incredible contribution to the United States. Okay, but what's real is there's very real people that are in the fight that have been doing this for decades, and we're going, how come y'all won't help us, and how come the only thing we've ever got from the government is great hostility? Friends, the tide is turning. The tide is turning, and I'm super happy about it. Who else did you meet up there? Miss Alveda King.
I was going to say, I met Miss King. That was pretty special, and to hear her sing, she's still got it going on. Oh, wow. That was beautiful.
Yeah, Aveda King was with us. She was there with us, that was incredible. Who else was there with us? Jack Brewer.
Wow.
Dude, oh, no relation.
Goodness, what an honor to meet him. What an honor.
Jack Brewer is a very good-looking black brother, and I'm not. We're just going to just leave it at that. Now that I've said that, Jack Brewer is NFL football player, and the brother has his act together. He is a mighty man of God. I begged him to come to Open Door. And we need to team up, Team Brewer, man. Jack Brewer and old Troy Brewer.
Wow.
And we're going to get together. And so we were with him. That was
amazing.
And
if you don't know who he is, you should look him up and look up his stance on fatherhood. He is an advocate for fathers. He's really good.
He was on Fox News here a couple of weeks ago, and we saw him on there. We're talking about Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And we're like, whoa, man, we love this guy. And then boom, then we had a meeting with
gospel
him.
Preacher. He is.
Yeah. He does a lot of prison ministry. Yeah. He's an awesome man of God. He came to the AFPI meeting and he actually brought a shofar.
He did. And he blew it. We were directly across the street from the White House, and he blew it over. Shofar. Yeah. The White House. Yeah. That was beautiful.
Okay, we also met with Kevin Daniels, and Kevin Daniels, he actually served as the national director of African American engagement for the Republican National Committee. Mm. He was a national director. And this brother loves me. He knew who I was. And man, we hung out. He introduced me to so many people. He was so helpful to me. He does incredible things, but he also fights trafficking in a really big way.
Wow.
He does that. And then we also met with Alfonso Aguilar. And so Alfonso was appointed by President George W. Bush as the first chief of the Office of Citizenship, where he helped oversee citizenship and immigration integration initiative. Wow. That guy fights trafficking like crazy. That's the people we need in charge of the borders.
Yes.
That guy
sir.
Right there. And so anyway, he has just a whole bunch of awesome events, a whole bunch of Hispanic-speaking events. Yes, we'll show up for anything. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And then we also learned this. And guys, you guys need to know this. Last week, Pastor Suwanami submitted this huge agenda of policies that the United States of America needs when it comes to so that normal Christian people can actually be licensed to take in a trafficked child. Which nobody can do that. Nobody in the United States. It is so locked down that they have to be kept in a wicked and corrupt CPS system that does not have federal oversight. It's actually the oversight is from state to state to state. Nothing to see here, kids. And they won't let the people of God have these kids. So what they do is they will not give us the licensing. Pastor Troy, I sure wish you'd do something around here, man. I wish you'd do something. Yeah, well, number one, we do something, and we have done something here for a long, long time. But you have to understand, it's also been illegal because your government has made it illegal. illegal. And they have come after us in a big, huge way. How dare you rescue a child? Who do you think you are? These kids belong to the government. They do not belong to the government. Let the people of God rise up and let them be licensed and let them be fully funded to be able to, like, oh, what do you mean fully funded? I'm talking about if you want to get a license for a child that has been trafficked, it's going to cost you to the tune of $100,000 per year for the licensing per child. Like, nobody can afford that. Well, the people that the government are giving the money to are, and it's nefarious. It's nefarious. Man, listen, we're trying to change that whole system, the whole government system. And guys, we're taking on hell with a water pistol. And that's why I need your help. That's why I need you guys to pray for us. That's why I need you guys to stand for us. Call the number, call 877-413-0888. Be in prayer for the AFPI that is in Washington, D.C., amazing human beings. And let's just believe God that we can accomplish everything. But here's what they told me. They told me this, Miss Rebecca. I give you my word. They said, look, the things that you guys presented last week, and it's huge, it's several pages. And Swanami is also a Mexican lawyer. So she's a lawyer. And she graduated top of her class at her lawyer school. Did you know that?
Yes, I could see that. We can see that.
And I believe she went to the most prestigious lawyer school in wherever she's from, Monterey. Yeah. And she went there in Monterey, and she goes there. She goes to the most prestigious lawyer school, and Pastor Swanami Calera graduated valedictorian from
there.
Okay. So and she works for me now. She's over in the Dominican Republic right this second, probably watching this thing. But she put together this whole thing of policies that we would like to see happen. The policies include the licensing, the vetting and the licensing process, that there needs to be a czar in every single state that answers to directly to the governor, that rescuers can go directly to, for lack of a better term, a czar, somebody that is in charge of the welfare of the children, and it does not need to be CPS. CPS can be a component of it, but it does not need to be the entire system. Because what happens is, since there are no licensees for all these kids, it goes from one place to another place. This child will be 30 days in this home, 30 days in that home, because there are no licenses. They will not allow licenses for trafficked children. And then they go to this home, then they go to that person's home, until finally they land in front of a Democrat. And as soon as they have a Democrat or a liberal judge, they are turned back over to their custodial parents, and then they disappear because their custodial parents are the traffickers. Ask the over 350,000 children that came through the Biden administration, was under the care of the Biden administration, was actually trafficked, paid for by the United States government from the border and sent to traffickers because they trusted them. They trusted them. It's the devil. The body of Jesus needs to be involved in this, and I'm not playing anymore. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I want to rescue these kids, and I want to cause a movement in the body of King Jesus within the United States of America that says, this is the role of the church. Let us have these kids, because we don't freaking trust you jokers anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else? What else did you do in D.C.?
We just went to a bunch of meetings and met with people and heard what's going on and just rallied with people and encouraged them to keep fighting this fight. It's important. The kids are worth it.
Amen. So do you got questions? I've got answers. Mm-hmm. If you got questions, I'm sure you have been going through there looking for questions.
Yes.
So since that's your job, that's what you do.
Yes, sir.
And if you have questions, go across there and type question marks across there and go ahead and fall back and fire away. You have any questions or any comments in there?
Not yet, but I just want to encourage everybody that's watching. And I just was reminded, Pastor Troy, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. And you guys are such a great example of being representative. And I've been diving into what is a representative. This is what we were called to do. We're placed on this earth to represent someone chosen to act or make a decision on behalf of another person or group. And you guys are such a great example. I'm not getting emotional, but you guys are just an encouragement. If you're watching right now, you're like, what can I do? How can I do this? It's you partnering with us. Pastor Troy, Pastor Leanna, Suwanami, all of us, they are on the front lines. And you, this is why we were called. We were called to represent King Jesus. And I could just hear the word, if my body would just represent me well. I keep hearing that over as you're talking, because I've been here for more than 10 years, but the Lord has just changed my lens of seeing things. He's like, represent me well. And that's what you guys have done. And I've seen it year after year, person after person, children, women, and men now, and elderly, and you guys are such great examples of that. So thank you. I just wanted to share that online. And the Lord's saying, can you represent me well? Can you represent King Jesus well? So why don't you call that number, 877-413-088, and let's partner, and let's represent King Jesus. Let's represent the body. Pastor Troy says, if the church doesn't show up, no one else will show up.
Hallelujah.
So Brittany Dillon says, how can I make a difference in the city I live in? I don't have much money to give, and I pray. I think we just answered.
In the city that you live in, you know what you can do, Britt, because you don't have to. You don't have to have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Me and Leanna rescued kids when we were. I'm talking about broke. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about we were broke, and what we did was we found people that were doing this stuff, and we supported them and helped them in any way that we possibly could. We became friends to them. We opened up our home to them. We did whatever we could possibly do, and then gradually, we were able to do more and more and more to actually rescue rescuers. I was on a lady's show early this morning, and we were like, yeah, Julie Green show. And of course, everybody asks, every podcast and every show that I do, they ask me, they say, well, what can I do? And obviously, I want to tell everybody, if you have any money, support us, because for every 1,000 kids we rescue, it costs a $2 million bill. And gosh, it's just so much money, and it's way beyond us. It takes a whole tribe. It takes a whole team. But if you can't do that, find somebody, find some old lady that has taken in people. You know, Leanna's parents were foster parents. They were foster parents, and they raised over 300 kids. Leanna's parents were, and they were poor as dirt. I'm talking about poor. And Leanna didn't ever know they were poor. The other 300 kids that they raised over a period of 50 years, they didn't know that they were poor. And find one of those people. Find those people. And I wonder what would have happened, Leanna, if you guys would have had the women in the church show up one day a week just to wash clothes. The difference that would have made for your mama. Or the people that could have showed up just to help fix things around the house, because something was always broke because of all those kids, you know, or to cook for them. Or
it's funny because my mom, with all the kids that she had, she was the one that still went to someone else's house. She would go to elderly ladies' houses and wash their clothes. That's just what she did. If you wait until you have the money or you have the know-how or you're never going to do it. You're never going to have enough money. You're never going to have enough time. You're never going to have enough anything. How you do it is you get involved. You get involved in the local school board. You get involved in the classroom. You volunteer as a teacher. You be a teacher's aide. You volunteer as those things. You go into the hospitals and you say, I will rock a baby for you. And as you're rocking that baby, you're praying over it. You do the things that you can do, whatever it is. And that was one thing, you know, she was talking about representatives. You got to understand, these people in Washington are representatives. So if you don't like how they're representing you, then you have the ability to change that. You have to vote. You can't just sit back and go, gripe and complain about it. Well, gripe and complaining doesn't do anything. If you actually make a difference, it was really cool to go there and be a part of the 250-year birthday anniversary of the states. I told Troy, as a teenager, I was part of the Young Republicans. I wasn't old enough to vote, but I did the Young Republicans for President Reagan and was out there doing the door-to-door knocking on doors and encouraging people to vote for him. And then to be able to be there all these years later and celebrate the 250 years. But I did what I could do when I was a kid, and I still every day I show up and do what I can do, whatever it is. You can do something. You can make a difference. Just encouraging the people around you, just, you know, walking across the parking lot at the grocery store and seeing a piece of trash, pick it up. Let other people see you. Don't say anything. Do it. Just pick it up and throw it away. Make a difference where you are. And whenever you do those small things, God makes you ruler over big things.
So Pastor Leanna, they actually have a question about what you're saying about the 250 and being there. What do you think the Lord was saying when you guys were there at the world's biggest event right now for both of you?
For me, it was an honor. It was a real honor. It was something that I never even dreamed or imagined I would be able to experience that, see that, be there, and much less be in the places that we were in. We were in a very privileged place, a very honored place, a place of invitation. Being able to do that was way past what I could have hoped or imagined. It was a real honor to be there and just to be able to celebrate our country. We do travel a lot. We've been to over 60 nations around the world. We live in the greatest nation in the world. We do. I don't care what anybody says on the news, TV, whatever you're seeing. We live in the greatest nation in the entire world, and we are so crazy blessed. And if you don't know, that's because you haven't been anywhere and you're believing a lie. And so being able to celebrate our birthday, our 250-year birthday, you know, God is just so good to us. That was a privilege.
Yeah, you know what? For me, what I was hearing God speak all the way through is that we have a small window of opportunity where freedom is actually celebrated. You know, mm-hmm. just a couple of years ago, I hated going to Washington, D.C. It was filthy. There were whole gangs of these punks and these thugs walking the streets just beating people up. Every single monument we had was desecrated. It was painted on. Horrible words were on it. The reflecting pool was filthy, dirty, and horrible. It was just a kind of a scary place to be and a sad place to be. It's not like that now. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not like that now. It's safe. Did you ever feel unsafe the whole time you were there?
Not at all. No. Oh. No. And even having our, you know, when we were taking our grandson, I was like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people mm-hmm. here, and that's going to be kind of hard. But not at all. There was kids everywhere. And that, to me, is always the proof mm-hmm. in the pudding, is when kids are allowed to be kids and free to be kids and enjoy. You know, they were in some of the fountains they weren't supposed to be in, but that was even fun to watch these kids, you know, because it was really hot, splashing in the fountains, you know, and just running around. And they were allowed to be kids, and everybody was happy and excited. And, you know, I never once felt any kind of threat or, you know, it was amazing.
Well, it's incredible. It's just incredible. I mean, you can't help but feel proud of your nation whenever mm-hmm. you're there now. You know, were up there here a few weeks ago. You were up there.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. I went with Pastor Leanne to the Million Women March, and mm-hmm. that was very prophetic and very a moment in history for sure. And just being able, as we're landing, I don't think I've said this ever, but before we landed from the plane down, the Lord's like, okay, it's boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. We're claiming the land back.
Yep.
We interceded. We prayed, mamas, babies, all ages. I'm just literally just feeling the presence of the Lord, because it was so strong to see all the mama bears be like we're going to take a stand.
And we did. To go back and take it. That was a time where we had to take
warfare.
It. This time we were there was very much a time of celebration.
Wow.
It wasn't.
It was different, right?
It was very different.
You could feel the freedom and
100%.
The liberty.
Yes.
That's how it felt on Sunday on worship. There's a different type of free, like there's just something different that has stirred up, and something, the heavens are open.
Yeah.
And there's, where the presence of the Lord, there is freedom.
Well, also too, I mean, I can remember the bicentennial. I can remember the bicentennial in a really big way. I was 9 years old when the bicentennial happened, you know, 50 years ago, right on. And I was like, you know, the Freedom Train went by through Joshua, Texas. They let all the elementary kids out so that we could all go down and stand by the train track. You know, they wouldn't do that now. But back in the day, they let us all go down there, and we all put pennies on the train track so that we'd all have a bicentennial squish penny. Wow. And I knew that, you know, they had all these historic items on the train in front of these glass windows. And I knew that, you know, I'm a hat guy, and I knew that Abraham Lincoln's hat would be on there. And I saw it. It went by, and I saw it. I went, there it is. I totally freaked out. Not imagining that 50 years later, as a grown man, I would be in Washington, D.C. with my beautiful bride, praising Jesus, standing next to not only my beautiful bride, but my friends in ministry. And Lance Wallnow was there with me, and Larry Sparks was there with me.
Yeah.
Sharon Bolin was there with me, and her beautiful daughter, Grace. And just, you know, I was just like, I don't know how you did this, Lord, but thank you. I'm just so grateful. And and to be in the fight. Amen. Just to be able to be in the fight. So I praise God and I thank God. And, usually, guys, we go behind the veil. And for those of you guys that are new, you need to know that we always go behind the veil. But I'm not going to be able to do it today because I've got to leave here and mm-hmm. I've got to help find an airplane to get our good friends from the, let's see here. Who is this?
Caracas.
Who is this? National Faith Advisory mm-hmm. Board. We're actually sending a whole team of people down to Venezuela. And I got to find an airplane to send them down, pick them up in Orlando, Florida, and send them down to Venezuela because you can't fly a commercial airline into there. And this is from President Trump's National Advisory Board, and they're asking me to help them get down there. So I'm going to see what I can find and get them down there because that earthquake, what's real is, it's already off the news. Mm. The news cycle has already changed. Those people are so stinking devastated. So and the wicked Venezuelan government would love to use this as an opportunity mm-mm. to wipe out the church. Mm-hmm. And we are running a, in cooperation with Brother Todd Lamphere and also the Faith Advisory Board and the National Prayer Council, we are trying to get churches to adopt churches in Venezuela so that they do not fall now that their buildings have fallen down. And we talked about that today. I'm going to be seeing whatever I can do to help drive that great initiative and that vision and that great vision that they have because, man, we want to support the body of Jesus in Venezuela because the church will outlive communism.
Yes, mm-hmm. amen.
The church will outlive communism. The church will outlive socialism.
Yes.
The church will outlive it because of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we cannot abandon them. Now, we already have boots in the ground in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. We actually rescue kids in Venezuela. We've been fighting trafficking. We've also been standing with the church. And quite frankly, we've been standing with the church. I'm just going to say that.
Amen.
So it's best just to just say that. And so we're going to continue to stand with them. And so we got to help the National Faith Advisory Board get down there and praise God. So I'm calling my good friends out of Boomerang Aviation in Florida, who they send rescuers, including us, all over the world all the time. And our operators all over the place, and they're so awesome. And we're trying to get a hold of them to see if they have a plane available to where we can send these great patriots and these men and women of God down to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Yeah. So praise God.
And Pastor Leanna, pray for us to close for the Venezuelans. And we have different people that were asking for prayer. Jimmy Pitts was on there too about his wife.
Yeah. So Jimmy Pitts, my good friend Jimmy Pitts, and I can see that he is mm-hmm. on. Jimmy Pitts, for the past 40 years, I knew him and Liz 40 years ago. Jimmy and I grew up together. And Jimmy has been with Liz now for 40 years. And Jimmy was a rescue girl. And she had very traumatic things that she had to try and overcome in her body and also in her mind. But she was somebody who leaned heavy into Jesus. She was a true rescue girl. I mean, truly was trafficked for years and years and years and years and years. Jimmy was her rescuer, and Jimmy has been, he rescued her and has continued to rescue her for the past 40 years with her incredible physical problems that she had, that they had to overcome. Jimmy's been such a good husband to her, literally carrying her in his arms into hospital rooms and all those kinds of things. Man, he's done that for 40 years. Jimmy Pitts called me yesterday and said that Liz had taken her last breath of Texas air and her first breath of heaven's air yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she saw King Jesus for the first time. And Jimmy, I just want to tell you, man, all of us at the ODX family, we mourn the loss of your bride. And we also celebrate the fact that she's in the loving arms of King Jesus. And we also celebrate you, my friend. You know, you and I, we make fun of each other a lot because that's how I am and that's our culture. But no making fun of you today, brother. Well done, buddy. Well done. Did a good job. Yeah, let's pray, darling.
King Jesus, we just love you and we thank you for the honor, Lord God, to be able to call upon your name, Lord, to know, Jesus. God, that you hear us, that you see us, that you know us, God, that you love us and you have put your love for others in our hearts, Lord God, that you have given us the eyes to see, Father God, that those, Lord, that others may not see. And Father God, those that feel like they've been hidden or forgotten, Lord, you have not forgotten them. You see them. You hear them. You know them, Lord God. You love them. You sent your son to die for them just as you did for us. And God, I just thank you for all my brothers and sisters all around the world, Lord God, that are crying out to you today, Lord God, praying for a rescuer, praying for someone to come and to just even give them a drink of water, Lord God. The simple things that we take for granted, Lord God, we have brothers and sisters all around the world, Father, that are just praying and asking and believing, Lord God. And I thank you, God, that you see them and that you know them and that you love them. And I pray, God, that those of us, Lord God, that you have given the ability, Lord God, to make a difference, God, that we would stand up and we would make a difference. Father God, that we would not run or hide, Father God, from your face and from the face of our brothers and sisters, but God, that we would stand with them, that we would love those, Lord God, who you love. God, that we would fight for those, Lord God, who cannot fight for themselves. I thank you, Lord God, for a supernatural spirit of healing upon bodies, minds, spirit, souls, finances, Lord God, all of the needs that are out there, Father, that people have. I pray, God, that you would meet their needs right now in the name of Jesus. Those that need to be comforted, Lord God, that you would comfort them. Those who need to be set free would be set free, Lord God. I thank you for simple solutions to complicated problems. I thank you, Lord God, for abundance where there's lack. I thank you, Lord God, for joy where there's been sorrow. God, I thank you that you are the answer to every problem that we have, Lord God. You are the solution, Lord God. I thank you for your love and for your mercy. And I call all my brothers and sisters blessed in your name. Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor Leanna.
That's so good.
Thank you.
I call you blessed in Jesus' name. And Miss Rebecca, I bless you in Jesus' name.
Love you.
Guys, I love you too. And guys, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. But hey, don't forget this. We're having movie night here at Open Door Church, and we're watching The Great Awakening. That's going to be this coming Wednesday. We are in this whole month of the fourth in family, right? Fourth and family. And I just thought, hey, you know what? Let's get together and just watch this thing. You guys, come on, let's do this. And we're going to put it on some big screens, and we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have free popcorn and free Cokes and all those kinds of things. I've already seen the movie. I love this movie, The Great Awakening. And I'll tell you all about that and give you more information about that later on. But it's for free. It's going to start at 7 p.m., so don't be late. God bless you so much, guys. I'll see you on The Pulse tomorrow. And until the next time, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye.